Sefer Masamaches brings down a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. This is, we're still in Hagdama. So I found a makar for the machlokas that goes on in this room every single Thursday. There are two opinions that go on in this room every Thursday. Should we have food or should we not have food? So if you look at the Gemara in Sefer Masamaches, it's Tanaihi.
What does it tell you?
Tanaihi. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's either one or the other. Either you have only learning the Beis Medrash or eating. You can't mix the two. So that's the tzad of all those who don't want food. All those who don't want food at a shir. Masha ain't king. Yeshua says no. Chati l'Hashem, chati l'Hashem. And you can have food and learning at the same time. Chati l'Hashem, chati l'Hashem. Okay, even it's true, Asi, I know. Rabbi Yeshua is saying that you half the day is for learning, half the day is for eating. But I'm just saying, in v'derech melitza, he is okay with intermingling food and learning. So it's always a machlokas. So sometimes they do bring food, sometimes they don't bring food. But why is this? Why is Thursday different? Oh, because even Rabbi Yazir is modeh that be did nami lachem. Why?
Yom
Shnitna. Boker. Very good. Very good. So that's why you enjoy your smashas. Okay, this is Shir Hey and Simen Shin Yud Ches. We have one more Shir after Shavuos on Thursday, and then the Bechina will be the following Monday. And we're continuing on with the fundamental application, the qualification of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. Last week we discussed Ein Bishol Achar Bishol Bedavar Yavish. And we concluded that everyone agrees that there's a heter of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol by Davar Yavish. Just Machlokes you showed him between the Rambam and the Rashba as to what point, which shear Bishol, do we say that this heter of the Ein Bishol Achar Bishol go into effect. The Rashba held Meichel Ben Yusai, whereas the Rambam said, no, it has to be Bishol called Tzarko for the heter of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol to go in effect. And that was last week. Ein Bishol Achar Bishol by Davar Yavish. Everyone agrees it applies. It's just a machlokas, at what point does it apply? The question today is going to be Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, or Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol, B'davar Lach. So, starting with the Gemara that we pointed out last week, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Kuf Mem Hei Yom Beis, brings down that Kol Sheba B'chamin Me'er Shabbos, anything that was cooked in a Kli Rishon on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to place it B'chamin B'Shabbos. And the Gemara goes weiter and gives an example. Kegon Mai, Amar Rav Safra Kegon Tarnigolosa de Rabbi Abba. A chicken of Rabbi Abba, which was known to be fully cooked multiple days in a row. It was cooked for a long time. Agav Tosus points out that usually Tarnigolosa de Rabbi Abba is a fully cooked item, so it's a smach to the Rambam Shita. But Al Kopanim, a Tarnigolosa de Rabbi Abba has the heter of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol because it was cooked previously on Erev Shabbos. That being the case, we have a fundamental machlokas. We showed him how this manifests and how this applies to a davar lach. The first camp in Rishonim is the Ran al Arif, Masechta Shabbos. He brings down the Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah, and he argues on Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah wants the Taina that he's not happy. Machashela gedola tachas yad ksasa am. There's a certain mistake that everyone does in the nation, that many people do in the nation, that they take a hot water mayim chamim and they pour it into another dish, another Kli Rishon. And very often, the water that you're pouring is not a Yatzalatasvo anymore. And you'll be over on Bishol. Says the Ran right away on the Rabbeinu Yonah. Why? What's the issue? If the Mayim Chamin was cooked fully, it was cooked to Yatzalatasvo, let's say that's Mavushal Kol Tzarcho, it was cooked to Yatzalatasvo, and now even though it drops below, and it even cools off the gamre, there's no issue of pouring it into another Kli Rishon on Shabbos. Since it was previously cooked to the maximum, whatever that is, that's a Yatzel Edesbo, which is Mavusha called Tzorcha when it comes to Mayim, and then it dips below, or even fully cooled off, you'd be allowed to re-immerse that into a Kli Rishon on Shabbos. Says the Ran, Afapi Shehut Tzonein Gamor, even if it's cold, Lo Yadati Hefresh, Ben Mayim Mavushal Mavusha Afre. What's the difference between cooked water and a different cooked dish, a davar yavish that's cooked? Either way, it's mutter. Vitzarech Ian Vibedika, he doesn't understand the Rabbeinu Yonah. So Akopanim, at the end of the day, says the Ran, the heter of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol applies, no, just like it applies to yavish, it applies to lach. Even lach that was previously cooked, before Shabbos and it was hot and now it cooled down the gamre, you're allowed to reheat that on Shabbos, says the Ran. The Ran says the same exact point in the Ran in Dapi Arif Yutesam and Aleph. He says the same halacha, ein bishalach or bishal, even by a tam shalach. And he says this in the context of mayim, shemen, all liquids. If they are previously cooked before Shabbos, even if they cool down, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos again. Beis Yosef, Bashim, the Rashba says, the Rashba also, mistimas lishono, he makes no chilukim when he applies the heter of ein bishalach or bishal. So mistimas lishono, says the Beis Yosef, the Rashba also applies Ein bishlach or bishul, bein beyavish, bein bedaberlach. Aye, so what do we say with the Gemara in Shabbos? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Memhei gave an example. It gave an example of a tarnegolas. Sounds like a davar yavish. Beis Yosef says, no, lav davka. It was an example the Gemara gave, but who had did a daberlach? Who had done a daberlach? The Gemara happened to choose tarnegolas of the Rabbi Abba, which is a davar yavish, but it's true also when it comes to a daberlach. This is all camp number one. In the Rishonim, that as long as you previously cook a davar lach, you heat it up, and now it cools down like gamre, it's cool, it's cold, you're allowed to place it into a kli Rishon on Shabbos. At Khan, Camp 1. Yes?
Is there a reason Rabbi didn't mention the Rambam?
Yes, very good. Perceptive. The Beis Yosef learns the Rambam like Camp 1. The Egel Tal learns the Rambam like Camp 2. Okay, so, that being the case, it's Meduik and Rashi in two places. Everyone saw the Beis Yosef and the Rosh inside. That Rashi argues on this first camp of Rishonim on the Ran and the Rashba. Rashi, the first Rashi, is in the Gemara Lama Dalet. The Gemara over there is discussing the Gzera of Hatmana. Speaking on Shabbos for now, a person is not allowed to be Matmin on Shabbos, a food item that was cooked, legamre, let's say. He's not allowed to be Matmin, he's not allowed to insulate that food on Shabbos to maintain the heat. Even if it's not Mosef Hevel, you're not allowed to insulate on Shabbos to maintain the heat. The Gemara gives a reason for this. What's the reason? Gzera Shema Yartiach. Because maybe you will be Martiachit. So, the Rosh says, Lefi Camp 1, we're, obviously, this food that we're talking about by Hatmana is something that was already cooked before Shabbos. We're talking about on Shabbos now. So something was fully cooked. So, the Rishonim from Camp 1 will say, there's never going to be an issue of bishul at this point. The gzera is not atu bishul because it's cooked. Bein yavesh beilach. So when the Gemara says gzera shema yartiach, it means gzera shema, you'll do a malacha of havara. And if you see that the kedera will become cooled off, you may strike a match and do malachas havara. But bishul, there's no issue bichlal for bishul because whether it's lach or yavesh, this item was fully cooked. And even if you chance upon the fact that it turns cold, you're not going to, even if you can, and you want to now cook it, there's no issue of cooking it. It must be the issue that we're trying to be gozer atu is a malachas mavir. And that's how the Beis Yosef says, or the Rosh says, the first camp in Rishon will learn the Gemara. But if you look at Rashi inside, he doesn't say that. It says, Rashi, gzera shema yimtza kederaso shinitzanana. You may, if you were to insulate on Shabbos, it may come out that you, when you uninsulate it, you'll see that the kedera has become cold. Kisha yirtze lahatmina, when you want to now re-insulate it, the yarti chena tchila. Before you insulate it again, you're going to want to be martiachit. And says Rashi, beferish, v'nimtza mevashal v'shabbos. It'll come out that you'll do bishul on Shabbos if that happens. So says the Rosh, and Beis Yosef brings it down, what is Rashi saying? We have a gemar mefureshes, that there's ein bishul achar bishul by Tarnegolosa de Rabbi Abba. There's no bishul achar bishul. So why is Rashi coming up with a bishul on a case, on a tavshul, that you already previously cooked? We're talking about on Shabbos, an item that was previously cooked. That's one diak in Rashi. Second diak in Rashi is the Gemara in Yud Ches and Beis, where the Gemara brings down the Isser of Hagasa. Sif, which Sif is it? Hagasa? Yud Ches. Good way to remember it. That's for you, Zoror. Good way to remember. Where is the Isser Hagasa in the Gemara? Yud Ches and Beis. What?
The
diak
is.
Well, no, one second. I'm going to put two diakim together. The second diak is Yud Ches, Isser Hagasa in the Gemara in Shabbos and in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches. Oh, and in Shin Yud Ches. The Isser Hagasa is an Isser Daraisa, and the Gemara says, what is the Isser of Hagasa? Rashi says, Mehafich ba, you're going to stir it on Shabbos, umiv vushel, and even though it's cooked, have a bishel. It will be bishel. So the Rush, from these two, Diyukim and Rashi, is bothered. We have the Gemara Mefereshes on the one hand saying, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, Tanagos of the Rabbi Abba, whereas these two Rashis are coming up with a Bishol on Shabbos on something that's fully cooked. So says the Rush in the Beis Yosef, must be that the Rashi understood that there's a fundamental distinction between Yavish and Lach. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Hei is talking about Yavish. And when the Gemara gave the example of Tarnagosa to Rabbi Abba, it was being Bedavka. Only there do we say, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, by Adabar Yavish. But these two Gemaras, the Gemara by Hatmana and the Gemara by Megis, is speaking about liquids, it's speaking about mashke, it's speaking about rote, v'davar lach. There Rashi will say a distinction, yesh bishol achar bishol, on a davar lach that was previously cooked, and it cooled off. If you re-cook that davar lach when it cooled off, you will be chayv bishol d'oraisa lefi Rashi. Beis Yosef brings down, this is also the shita of the smak, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, we just saw that the Ran brought, that he argued on, is also Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah. So we have a machlokas, a fundamental machlokas Rishonim, between Camp 1, the Ran, the Rashba, versus Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Smak, as to whether or not there is Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol by a Davar Lach that was previously cooked, that cooled down. Ad Kan the facts. Questions? You had a question?
To go over, Rabbi, please go over the Raya 1.
Rashi says the reason why Hatmana is Asr on Shabbos, the Gemara says Ikzer Shema Yartiach. Rashi spells out that if you were to find the Keder to be cold on Shabbos, you may come to be Martiach Etchila Benimtza Mevashel B'Shabbos. So the Rashi asks, what do you mean Mevashel B'Shabbos? We're talking about a case of Hatmana, which means you already cooked it before Shabbos. Now you're just trying to maintain the heat. Why would I come to cook it again? Cooking it again is not usher. It's mutter to cook something that's already cooked. Ah, must be we're talking about lach, not yavish. Ad kan machlokas rishonim. So now the question becomes, what exactly is the hesder in this machlokas? Here we go. So, I'm about to share with you a yikar metzia, Rosh Hashanah. So let's start from the basics. We already know that the Igrish Moshe, we pointed out in the beginning of Shir number 1, defined the Isser Bishol, the Molechas Bishol, as causing a change in a substance through heat. So the question is going to become, what exactly, what change do we mean? What is the impact of Bishol that we mean when we say you're causing a change in that substance? By a solid food, we understand that the change that's taking place in the substance is that it's going from something that is raw to something that is cooked. You are changing the guf hadavar by a solid item. It was completely raw, and now you're making it cooked, and more thoroughly cooked, v'chule v'chule. You're changing the guf hadavar. Physical, there's a physical change in a solid item. That's pashut. But when it comes to liquid, it's interessant. What does interessant mean?
Interesting.
Very easy. It's interessant. By a liquid, there's no apparent, visible, nicker change to the liquid. The liquid looks the same before and after. So what exactly is the mechayiv, the totsah, the impact of bishul when it comes to stam? Whenever I cook a liquid from scratch, what is the impact that the Torah was makbid on? What was the impact that the Torah was mechayiv me on from Alechas bishul when it comes to liquid? There is no change. There's no apparent visible change. By solids, there are. So there are two possibilities that are brought down by the Chazanish, Simen Lamed Zayin, and the Eglei Tal, Melechas Ofes, Simen Yutes, and the Minchas Chinuch also brings down these two possibilities. And there's the Yikar HaMitzia, Drashish Haran, Drush Ches, who Mamish spells out one of the Tzadim, which is like not the Tzad that you would have thought. The second one is more Mechudishtik, but the first one is not Imitzia, so you wouldn't have thought this. One possibility is to say, and this is based on the Drashish Haran, that just like by solids, there's a certain physical change that takes place in the solid item, because it has been altered from something raw to something that is more cooked. There's a change to the guf adavar. Even by mayim, even by davar lach, there is a chemical change that takes place with the davar lach. Says the Drash Haran in Hagdamah Shlishis, when you heat up water, ki hamayim kishehukmu v'kiblu tzuras hachom, when you heat up water, when you cook water, gam kineskaru, even when it cools down, Yikablu hachom shenis yoser bekalus. It'll be able to cook again easier now that you've already cooked it before. Mipnei shachom harishon, the initial cooking of the water, of the liquid, chilchilu bediktiku chilkehem. It separated the molecular structure, the atoms of this water, and makes it more feasible. It makes it more feasible to cook it again, to recook it. And therefore, it'll be easier to cook it again. So says the Drushas Aran, if you look at the article, the new Drushas Aran, all in English, I bought them because Rizak told me to, and the Targum Mokhlis, I also bought them because he told me to. And in Drushas Aran, they bring in the footnote in the article of Drushas Aran that this Ran is telling us that by Bishul, by Shabbos, there is a chemical change that takes place, even by a Davar Lach. It's not apparent, it's not visible, but you are able, the Simen HaDavar, that there's a change, is that you're able to cook it easier the next time. This is what the Ran says, this is his Hanacha. So it comes out, Lefi the Ran, the Drushas Aran, that solids and liquids both have a Shinui in the Guf HaDavar. By a physical, it's Nikar, you can see the Guf HaDavar changing to something that is cooked. When it comes to mine, there is a chemical breakdown of the molecular structure that allows you to recook it easier the next time. The second possibility, says the Eglon Tal and the Chazon
Ish.
Let's just finish and then you'll hit the step. There's a second possibility that the MS, that chemical change that takes place in the water is not something significant. It's not meaningful. There's nothing that is nicker about it. It's not recognizable. Rather, the mechayiv, the impact of Bishul when it comes to a davar lach in general, is the chimum hamayim. You can only use water when it's hot for certain purposes, otherwise you couldn't have used it when it was cold. There are certain functions that you can use water when it's hot that you can't do when it's cold. You can only take a shower with hot water, right? We all feel that during the 9 days. You can only wash dishes with hot water. There are certain functionalities that can only take place with hot water. You can only drink tea in Great Neck with hot water. You need hot water in order to do certain functions and certain purposes. So according to the second Tzad, the Mechayiv of Bishul, the impact of Bishul that's Mechayiv you, is due to its functionality. It receives a new functionality. The Mechayiv of Bishul is not Bishul per se, like it is by solids. The Mechayiv of Bishul when it comes to Lach is Chimum. It's the heating effect that you gave this item in order to use it for these different functions. So in a nutshell, the machlokis between the two tzadim, these two tzadim, the Drushas Aran, and the other tzad, which is meduyak a little bit in the Rambam, possibly, you can be matzke the diak in the Rambam, 1 second. The two possibilities are, do we say that the mechayiv of Bishul, when it comes to a davar lach, is it that it's changing the quality of the food? Like the Drushas Aran says, that there's a chemical change in the quality of the water, and now it's easier to cook again? Or do we say there is an impact on its functionality? If you say it's an impact on its functionality, then really it's chaluk from a davar yavish. A davar yavish, you have to actually alter its form. When it comes to mayim, you actually are changing its functionality. The mechayiv is the heating effect. It's the chimum hamayim. Let me just finish all the way. So now, if you say like this, these two tzadim, you can now be mazir the machlokas of ein bishul achar bishul by lach. If you work with the first tzad of the Drushas Aran, that the impact on lach by a liquid is that there's a chemical, physical change in the item, then really it's no different than a davar yavish. And just like by a davar yavish, we say that if it reaches a certain threshold of Michael Ben Dusai or Mevushal Kol Tzorcho, Rambam Rashba, and there's ein bishul achar bishul, because it's redundant, you're not adding anything new. So too when it comes to a davar lach. Once you cook the water, even though it cooled down, it still has that chemical property that was altered, and anything new is just going to be redundant to the first bishul, ein bishul achar bishul. The chemical change that took place in the water has a lasting impact. Mashi enkin, that was your word. Mashi enkin, if you work with the second time, that the mechayiv for bishul by liquid is its functionality, and the mechayiv is really the chimum hamayim. It's the heating effect. So that's kol zman, that it's extant. Kol zman, the mayim is cham, then and a chanami. There's no bishul achar bishul, because you're not adding anything new. But once the chimum hamayim dissipates, once it cools down, now you're doing a brand new chimum hamayim. So yesh bishul achar bishul by a davar lot that was previously cooked, and it cools down. That will be the nafkamina between the Ran Rashba versus Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, and it turns out that the Ran is l'shitase, because the Drushas HaRan was the one who gave the first tzad, and the article footnote makes that point. The Ran is l'shitase to his shita by Ein Bishul Achar Bishul.
I love that.
Yeah, they're Tamil Chachamim Muflagim, these art scroll Mechabrim. I don't know who it is, but he makes his point. It's not just art scroll, by the way. It's in the Hebrew Drush HaZaran. Whoever it is quoting from the Drush HaZaran, and whoever wrote the footnotes in the Drush HaZaran, the regular Drush HaZaran. It's not art scroll, I shouldn't say that. Yeah. But Yoda had a question. I was like, yes, Yoda.
How does the change of functionality, regardless, it's still edible? All right, let's say I heated up a dish, and now it's cold. I take it out of the fridge.
You heat up a what kind of dish?
Say a soup.
Soup, liquid.
Still eat the soup.
But it has a different function. Hot soup and cold soup are two different soups.
How's that change of function? It's more like
I'm having hot soup. No one eats soup cold.
Function means it's you can eat it.
No. Functionality means practical purposes that I could only do it with this situation, with this circumstance. This circumstance is allowing me to do a certain purpose. A cold shower and a hot shower are two different functions. I cannot take a hot shower with cold water. I cannot eat hot soup with cold soup. I have to be mechamen the water.
Same totsah,
though.
Cold shower, I'm clean.
No, that's a totsah. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the totsah of you being clean. It's, what?
Like normal.
No, not normal. I'm not getting into derech bnei adam even. Just the functionality is different. There's a different function of hot water versus cold water. There's a reason why, this is just a simon, I'm not saying it's a sibah, but there's a reason why we drink hot tea. We take hot showers. I'm not saying that's the reason why it's called a different functionality, but the purpose is fundamentally different. The chim hamayim is a different functionality than cold water. Yes, Tim?
Can the Agnes tell us, kind of, I already alluded to this, that it's Medayik for Rambam? Can you make like a...
Oh, wait, so let me do the Diyak of the Rambam, but it's not going to work out with the Beis Yosef, that was your point. The Rambam says, if you look at the Rambam, this is Egli Tal's Diyak. This is where he says his Chiddush, in the Rambam. The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam carefully, and when he introduces Bishul, Lev, you're going to like this. Ha'ofek ke'gogar is chayav, echad ha'ofek sapas, ha'mevasho samaycho, o ha'mechamei mesamayim. Why did the Rambam shift from mevasho samaycho to mechamei mesamayim? You should just say mevasho samaycho, what's mechame mesamayim? Says the Egli Tal, he's alluding to a different mechayim. Mevashel samaychol is bishul of maychol, and chimum is melechas bishul by mayim. That's his diyak. The Beis Yosef clearly didn't hold like this, Gilad, because he holds that the Beis Yosef learned in the Rambam that there's no chilik between yavei shalach. According to the Egli Tal, which the Egli Tal spells out, the Rambam would have yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach. The Beis Yosef didn't learn that way. There's a way to be docha that diyak. You can say it's left out. The Rambam, when he quotes Mevashel, if I was the Rambam and I was trying to write all the different cases of cooking, so I would use the same verb and just change the subjects. I have to bake. Okay, baking you have to change because baking is different than cooking. But when it gets to Mevashel, what's the difference between cooking water and cooking a Meichel, cooking a Dabar Yavish? Just say Mevashel is a Meichel. Oh, it's a mine. It's your cooking. Just say cooking. Says the Egli Tal, no, it's very medukta. There's mevashel es amaychol, and there's mechamin es amayim. The Rambam dafka chose chimum to convey that it's a different mechayim when it comes to mayim. Would you build an edifice off this diyak? Absolutely not. Would you build a mansion off this diyak? No, edifice is bigger, right? You wouldn't do it. But once you have the Egli Tal, once you have the second side, you could now use it as, oh, maybe the Rambam is being meduktak. But again, Beis Yosef clearly did not learn the Rambam this way. Yes, Sarah?
If you learn like the Rambam the way they learned the Rambam, do you think it's the Shittos to last week's Rambam?
Whoa, let's do that after Shittos.
Yeah.
I'm not up to date.
According, this is like a tikkun. This is a tikkun.
No, this is different. No. I want to talk about it afterwards. I don't want to get sidestepped.
In the Ron, why is this not an enhancement? Is it going to be better next time? It cooks faster. It's better.
Everyone agrees that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul applies at some point. We pointed out last week, even the Rambam, who says Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul after Meichel B'Dusai, was maskim that after Mevusha Kol Tzarcho, even Mitzavik B'Yafalo is not going to be a Bishul, it'll only be an enhancement. It has to be a significant change. Once you made a chemical change, anything new is not going to be any new chemical change.
It applies the first time you cook it.
Yeah, he says, the first time you cook it, it already breaks down the molecular structure of the water, and now you can cook it again easily.
What do the Rebbe say? Iklay Tosa Mechamim and the Rambam proves what?
That if you change the, if you shift the lashon from Yivashel to Mechamim, maybe the Rambam is, sounds more like option two, side two. Yishlodin, think about it. Yes.
When we say the two possibilities, we're not trying to say that maybe Lach has a different Mechayim. We're saying even Yavish, we're talking about what's cooking, we're saying is it a physical change or a change of functionality? Why aren't we saying that?
Why would we say that?
Well,
meaning the first side is saying it's the same mechayiv,
right?
Physical change.
Right.
The way it manifests is by yavesh, it is the gufa item is changing, and by mayim, the chemical change is happening. You don't see it, but there's a chemical reaction. It's both physical changes.
Right.
Okay. The second side, we're making a chiluk. Over here, there's a physical change, but here mayim is not, the mechayiv is not cooking it. The mechayiv of mayim is changing its functionality to hot water.
Why don't we say that's also the mechayiv for yavesh?
It doesn't sound like that, but yavesh, you're changing something from raw to eating.
Why do we want to, like, why would we say that liquids all of a sudden have a whole different mechayiv?
Well, we clearly see a factual difference in the halacha. Ein bishlach ar bishl by yavesh, yesh bishlach ar bishl by lach. If you would be able to somehow make it universal even by there and explain why we say ein bishlach ar bishl by yavesh, but we still would say yesh bishlach ar bishl by lach, then maybe, you know, I can, that'll be very fancy, but I would
apply that side of possibility too, so Yavish also and say that
I don't know how.
You're changing the functionality, and now you turned it from...
No, but it's not true. If it's cold, if Yavish is cold, it's mutter. It's ein b'shlach abishol, even
right,
when it cools down.
You turned it into a kugel, so even when it cooled down, now it's a kugel, it's not just potatoes. Or you change the functionality. But by water, you heat it up, and the functionality is different, but then when it cools down, it loses the functionality.
You're saying the same words can be used in both places?
I think so.
Let me think about it. I have to let me think about it. If anything, it'll be like an extra credit to get it to do it that way. But I have to think about it. I didn't think of it that way. But let me think about it. Okay. So now, let's see. Maybe the nafkaminas will bring out that point. I don't know. Okay. One nafkamina. Actually, there's two, but we'll only do one. Nafkamina is the Minchas Yitzchak. This will really bring out the point. Minchas Yitzchak. Just by the way, I was very clear. We're talking about a davar lavach that was previously cooked. Now it was hot, and now it cooled down to being cold.
Right.
If it's cold zman, it's roseach, the functionality is the same. So nothing
right.
Nothing new is going to happen. Ein b'shachar b'shul, once it's still hot, even according to the second side. Okay, nafkamina number one is the minchas yitzchak and chel gilad. Simin chafches, he brings down a chemdas yisrael, the saber chemdas yisrael, who wants the taina that whether or not we apply the knas of Maisis Shabbos to a Dabar Lach, and more specifically, when you stam, you cook a Dabar Lach mitchila, and it becomes hot, and then it cools down, would we apply Maisis Shabbos to this case? The Gemara Mabakama Ein Aleph brings down Ramey, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Asadler, we paskin, what? Sif Aleph, very good. But let's make it simple, let's not get into Shogig Mazid, just Mazid. A guy goes, takes a Dabar Lach, and he is mevashel b'mezid mayim that are cold. He cooks it up to yatzalesbo, to bubbling water, and then it cools down. Now he wants to know, am I or anyone in my household, am I allowed to eat it on Shabbos? Can I eat this water, drink this water or soup that I cooked from cold? Never cooked before. I cooked it from itchila right now. I made it hot, yatzalesbo. I did it b'mezid. I'm a rasha, and now it cools down. Am I allowed to have ma'isa Shabbos? Do we apply the knas? So says the Chemdas Yisrael, this should be tully. If you hold, like the first side of the Ran, that there's a chemical change that took place in the water or in the liquid when you first heated it up, and now, even when it cools down, the lasting effect is still kayim, it's still in the water, so it'd be mistaber to apply the knas of Maisa Shabbos. You are now benefiting from an item that was altered on Shabbos, and the effects are still there. But if you hold that the mechayiv of liquid, of bishul by liquid, is that it's the chimam hamayim, the heating effect, so the hana is only kol zman, it's hot. Once it dissipates and it cools down, there's no impact, there's no effects left to the water to say there's a maisa shabbos of knas to be mehane from this water. There's nothing left, it dissipated, the functionality completely dissolved, there's nothing left. So there'd be no maisa shabbos, lefi, the second side. So what was a Kula l'fi the Ran by Ein Bishlach Ar Bishl and a Chumra l'fi Rashi Yesh Bishlach Ar Bishl, it comes out to be this opposite when you first cook an item by Maisa Shabbos. The Ran will end up becoming a Chumra by Maaseh Shabbos, because now you still have a lasting effect in the water. You can't benefit from that lasting effect. Masha'inkin, by going with Rashi Ben Yona, it'll come out to be a kula, because it's only going to be, the effects are only going to be kayim, kol zman it's roseach. But once it cools down, it's as if this is regular cold water that never was cooked before. Why can't I benefit from this cold water? Ad kan nafkabin 1. Okay? So let's just finish off with Psak Halacha and three applications. So this is the first time, but Poski Sarad end up becoming Machmir. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalid, the Yudches, the Paskins like Rashi, that ain't, there's no bit heter of bishul achar bishul when it comes to lach. In other words, yesh bishul achar bishul when it comes to lach. If you have an item, a liquid that was heated up before Shabbos and it cools down, says the Shulchan Aruch, it is aser chayev mishum mevashel, even if it goes below the threshold of yatzel edesbo. Kol zman it's not roseach. The second it goes below yatzel edesbo, you're a chayev from mevashel. Shulchan Aruch passes that way, and Yabi Omer Ravadin chelak vav sin memches. Paskin that way also make Radin. He does use the Shita of the Ran and Rashba as a sniff lakula at times in conjunction. But Meikradin, Svaradim hold, Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal by Dover Lach that was heated up and cooled down. Even just Mitachas Yatz Lettersbo, Chayev Mishum Mevashel. Masha Inkin, the Poski Ashkenaz are a little bit interesting. They're interesting. The Poski Ashkenaz, the Raman Siftezvav, he first brings down both Deyas. He brings down Ran Rashba and Rashi. 2 days, v'yesh mekilin, and then he says the following halacha: v'nohagu lehakel bezef imlo nitzdalin legamre. You can be mekel, ein bishul achar bishul, kol zman it's still lukewarm. That's the Ramah. So all the achronim are bothered with the Ramah. Mimanashach. If you hold yesh bishul achar bishul by a davar lach, then you should be chayiv, even if it's lukewarm, it should be chayiv. And if you hold the ein bishul achar bishul by davar lach, then it should be mutter, even if it's fully cold. What's this middle case that the Ramah is bringing down? If it's lukewarm, you can be mekel. Why? Which one is it? Do you hold of shita aleph or shita beis? So there are two mahalchim in the achronim for how to understand the Ramah. This is very important for psak. Two mahalchim, mamish, two completely different mahalchim. The first mahalach is the minchas koyin, the chazan ish, Rav Moshe, Rosh Lezalman, Shevet Alevi. Many achronim say that be'emes, there is a fundamental machlokas poskin between the mechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah is poskining really like the Ran and Rashba. He holds ein bishul achar bishul, and the mamish fundamentally against the mechaber who holds ein yesh bishul achar bishul. Machlokas rishonim becomes a machlokas svaradim ashkenazim. However, the Ramah had a chumra midirabanan. If I'm going to allow Ashkenazim to reheat water that was cooled down legamre, they may get confused and think that you're allowed to cook water mitchila that is cold. So as a chumra derabanan, we're going to only allow you to do it when it's lukewarm, so that everyone remembers that we only do it when it's lukewarm, but not when it's fully, fully cold. So according to the first approach in Psak and Poskei Ashkenaz, the Ramah the MS argues vehemently on the Mechaber. He holds like the other Rishonim, Ein bishul achar bishul by a davar lach, but he has a chumra derabanan. The second approach in the Ramah is the MS to make the Mechaber Ramah really saying the same thing. Really, the Magen Avraham says this, and the Eglital, the Tilo David, they all say that really the Ramah agrees in principle to the Mechaber that yesh bishul achar bishul by a davar lach. So why does he only mechayev you when it's cold? He should mechayev you even if it's lukewarm. Lemaisa, you went below the threshold of yatzel edesbo. It should be chayev right now, like the Mechaber says. So says the Tila David, based on our alumnus, the Ramah was making the following argument: I hold yesh bishul achar bishul by a davar lach, and mechayev a bishul is chimum hamayim. And in order to be mechayev you bishul again, it has to cool down. But what is it called when you say paka, the effect of the functionality of chimum? When do we say that it was actually undone? When do we say it dissipated? The Mechaber held, halachically, kol zman you go below the threshold of yatz ledesbo, boom, you undid the effect, and now you're chayev or bishul again. The Ramah is making an argument that kol zman it maintains some level of heat.
Even though Enachanami, you're below the Yatzel lettuce bow threshold, still, you still maintained the Pu'ula HaRishona because it's still somewhat lukewarm. I'm going to argue that we're not going to apply Yish Bishel Achar Bishel in that case. And says according to this, it comes out a very small point of contention between the Ramah and the Mechaber. So really, the Mechaber and Ramah both agree Yish Bishel Achar Bishel by a Dabar Lach. They're just arguing at what point do we say it dissipates and you restart the Bishel. This is the two ways of understanding the Ramah. So Shulchan Aruch, Zichr, for sure, holds Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel by Dabar Lach. Poski Ashkenaz, Ramah says this compromised version. Everyone agrees when it's cooled down, it's Aser. The only Machlokas is it Aser Midirabanan, because of a Chumrah, or is it Issa Daraisa, like the Magen Avraham says, because he holds Mikra Hadin, Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel by Dabar Lach. Let's end with three fun applications, and then you'll ask your questions, okay? I don't want to... It's hot in here, no?
No.
Should we have a Norby?
It's open. It's wide open.
Oh, really?
Application number one. This is a hot topic. Where's Kobe? Not here. This is his topic. Tell Kobe I missed it. Application number one is... So now we have our two categories. We have a Dabar Yavish, Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, Dabar Lach, Mikra Hadin we're holding... Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel. The Ramah has a compromised version, but everyone agrees that when a Dabar Lach is cooled down the Gamre, everyone agrees, Bein Ashkenazim, Bein Sfaradim, that you can't cook it again. You'll be Chayv. Or Asa Derabanan. So the big question becomes, is a very big question. What happens when you have a dish that is both? It's previously cooked, but it has both qualities. It has a Dabar Yavish in it, it's a piece of steak, and it also has Rotev. So they're both previously cooked. So how do we don up this tafshil? Is it a Dabar Yavish or is it a Dabar Lach? It's cold right now. Big nafkamina. If it's a Dabar Yavish, Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. If it's Dabar Lach and it's cold, it's Aser or maybe even Chayiv, the Fi D'Ramah. Aser D'Rabbanan, Chayiv, the Fi D'Ramah, and for sure Chayiv, the Fi D'Shulchan Aruch. So which one is it? Is it Yavish or is it Lach? This is the big shaila in the poskim. So everyone quotes the Beis Yosef to begin with. These are the Mekilim. The Beis Yosef comes along and he brings Rabbi Yeruchim's Lashon. Rabbi Yeruchim says the words, B'shem Rabbi Yona, D'chol Shirubo Rotev, then we say it's an issue of Bevashel, of Bishel. So the Minchas Kohen is Medayik from this Beis Yosef, who quotes Rabbi Yeruchim, that the Koveya of a Tavshel, which has dual identities, is Nikva based on the Rove. Kolzman Rove is Yavish, then it's deemed as Yavish, and therefore Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. But if Rove is Rotev, then it's Lach, and it's cold, Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel. The Prima Gadol learns this way, the Kafachayim learns this way, Yabia Omer learns this way, Chelik Vav, the Chazan Ovadia learns this way, both Poski Ashkenaz and Poski Sfarad both have this version of how to deal with a dish that has two components. We go by Rov. Kolzman, you have the Rov, so it's more like an Ikar Tuffel idea. If you have Rov Yavish, then the liquid is deemed meaningless. It's considered Ikar B'Tuffel, and we don this Tavshel up as a Dabar Yavish. Yeah?
It's not Chatzi Shiras Meratora, like... Even if it's
interesting.
Amir.
That's a very interesting question. I like that question. I have to think about that. Shmuel, good ending. I like that.
Why chati shir? Don't you say? Why can't you say?
No, it's we're saying it's nikar tafel. Even if you have a full shir of rotev, it's the lumdus is it's an nikar tafel idea. This dish is defined as a dabar yavish. It's true. You may even have a kezias worth of liquid, or a vias worth of liquid. But if you have yavish in the rove, we're koveya. It's a big chiddush. We define this dish as dabar yavish. However, there are machmirim, both by Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Chassam Sofer says it has to be yavish legamre. Shulchan Aruch Harav and Sifyut Aleph says ein bo rotev klal, no liquid whatsoever. Orcha Shabbos says it's a machlokes ulemaisa. Morim gdoli hara, that if you have a kamashal rotev, ha'omedes b'fnei atzma, aser. And Orlitzion, Chacham Ben-Tzion Ben-Shul, also holds this way.
Wow.
That the MS, if you have any amount, if you have a certain amount of rotev with the yavish, even though the yavish is in the rove, we define it as a dabar lach. It's still considered a dabar lach. And says Orlitzion, this is really hitting the dagger in the head, right here. Says Orlitzion, don't bring me this Beis Yosef from Bnei Yeruchim that it says Rov Rotev. No! Nischalfalo Hamila. It's an incorrect girsa. It didn't mean to say, the Bnei Yeruchim didn't mean to write Rubo Rotev. He meant to say Yeshbo Rotev. Yeshbo Rotev. Not Rov Rotev. Yeshbo Rotev. Not that there's Rov. So he completely rejects the raya from the Beis Yosef, which is the whole starting point of this kula.
What's his raya to say that?
And he says, Rav Ezra Etiyah also passes like this, Rav Shimon Peret Yosef, also passes this way, that there we define a dish based on its individual components, and it'll have a status of a davar lach. Therefore, and I get to that. Sorry. Therefore, it'll come out lefidis machmirim. If you have meatballs in gravy, in sauce, and the way Rabbiat points says it in 597 is it's a significant accumulation of gravy. A significant accumulation of gravy, not just a little bit, a significant accumulation, that will be considered a davar lach and yesh bishol achar bishol. However, if you completely empty out the chicken of its soup or the meatballs of its gravy, and there's just a little bit of lachlukas left over, a little bit of moisture, even if it's amanas lahatpiyach, they can make something else wet. Still, the post from Ribiat or Chashabis or Shmuel Kamenetsky, all are mekel on that. That is still considered davar yavesh. We will apply ikar betofel at that point because you removed all of the liquid. Yes, there's some moisture left over, but that we're not koveya based on rov, for sure not. Significant accumulation is lach, but if it's a very minor amount of moisture left over, that will be mutter. Or if you have noodles that were cooked and you have some of that liquid water after you strain the water of the noodles, you have some water a little bit on top of the noodles, that would also be okay according to all the shitas. Because the maisa, you have yavesh, and the little moisture is insignificant accumulation. However, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kuvat Halachas points out, very often we take out challah from the freezer. Very often you have a layer of frost on top of the challah. So very often people will say, oh, no problem. I'll just take this and put it on the crock pot and let it heat up. Not so fast. That frost was never cooked with the challah. And, says the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, that's not called a unified tavshil. It was never cooked together. So it should come out that even the Mekilin, the Beis Yosef, and others who go by the Rov, should agree here that you would not be able to reheat that challah with the frost on it. But it's not there's an ikar tuffel here. It was just happens to be. You got frost from the freezer. You didn't cook it together. So it should come out that even the Mekilin should be machmir. And you would have to, says Shabbos Kitchen, it would be proper to shake off the ice, the frost off of the challah before heating it up. Yes, Natan.
Why is it basically being cooked together to be ikar tuffel with
the rov? That's the assumption. That this whole idea of rov versus...
Everyone comes out the same. Everyone comes out like that.
No one argues on frost. Some say it's even a problem with borer, but they get out of borer issues. But everyone's machron on this, on frost.
Wow.
I don't know anyone who's mekel. You know what I'm telling you, no mekel? I'm happy to revise.
Why is it basically being cooked together?
The assumption is that we go by rope. I'm dramatizing the point. If I take two separate ke'aros, two separate pans, one of yavish and one of lach, and I put it on the same time on the fire, would you argue ikar betofel? Of course not.
If
it's mixed together, it's unified together, then you can say, this dish, even Shmuel was asking, what do you mean? It has a shir, a chatish. The dish is defined as a yavish. Why is this dish defined by a yavish? Lemaisa, there's roti that is being heated up, because it becomes tuffel to the dish. It becomes tuffel to that which you cooked with.
You're trying to be
Kaveh and Tavshel. Listen, if someone is Mekel on here, I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to change the lumbus. Yes, Yonah. Sorry.
In the case of the challah, the same thing as in Seif Tet, where you said you had that shore. And
in Panda?
In Seif Tet, you only worry about the lachuchid of the shore. You said because there's Basar Tura, it's not going
to... Yes, so hold off on that. Let's wait for the next application. Yes.
I'm not understanding why the frost is not buckled to the challah.
It wasn't cooked with it.
But it's rove challah.
Right, so that's Natano's point. We're making a ha'ara here that why is everyone machmir on the case of the frost? Haray, we have rov. We have cases, we have shittas that hold a rov.
But it was never cooked.
Yeah, it was never unified together to be kovel et tavshel as one. That's a ha'ara. I'm happy to change that ha'ara. If someone finds it over Shabbos or Shavuos, a different way of learning that, I'm happy. I'm just making a ha'ara. I don't see why the Beis Yosef should necessarily apply that. Maybe it does, but I don't think it has to.
How much are they saying shake off?
They just say shake off. Like a good shake off.
You have to shake off like literally all of it, if you can say this.
And how much is there? You say all of it, right?
Literally every day. Okay.
Shabbos Kitchen Lashon is from page 172. Proper to shake off the ice.
What does proper mean? What's proper mean?
Probably being, I don't know.
Proper?
Look inside. Look inside.
I thought, like, yeah. It's midah chasidut
tasekacha. Being mitzvah puri kerach agabi achala yinarem lifnei hanacha agabi amicham. Be'ein lahakam in chazit
tzlok says. Yeah, this is a proper interview.
Roy, that's right. It says Roy, that would be a good one. Your job is to find someone who's mako, and then don't just find someone who's mako and come back to me. Find someone who's mako, and then re-understand alumnus, and then come back to me.
Right, we have rumors about it.
Yes.
Are the machmir and buddha that does this fix mako though?
Why?
I was
trying to think of what you're saying.
No, I was saying maybe you go by a rove, maybe you don't go by rove. Maybe Allah is like the Ran and the Rashba.
That's exactly this ha'ara. This ha'ara. I'm happy everyone's... This is exactly this ha'ara. I'm not sure if the Beis Yosef slumdus of Rove and me would apply here.
That's one suffix.
That's my suffix, though. Who am I? I don't know if I'm right. It could be I'm wrong, and then it's violently wrong.
You're,
you know?
You're always right.
It's a suffix. That's not called a suffix. I appreciate the compliment, though. Who am I? Okay. It could be I'm wrong. I don't know. I'll try to look into it more. Okay, second application is another hot topic, which is... And this really comes down from Pashtida, which is, what about cases where you have a Dover Yavish that becomes a Dover Lach through the cooking process? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tes Zayin by Pashtida, those that did Pashtida, if you see carefully in the Nosei Kelim, points out that if you have a Pashtida that has congealed fat in it, and you put in a Mokum Shiyasol at its bow, it's Mutter. The Lavush says on this, Tau Sofer, can't be. Because this congealed fat, hangam, that is yavish, it will become liquid once you put a yatsal on his bow. And it'll be over on Bishol. So the Lavush, the Taz, goes back and forth. The El Yeraba hold that we don't go baser mi'ikara as linon when it comes to a dover yavish that turns into a lach. We go baser sof. And since the sof, it is a dover lach, even though it was previously cooked and it cooled down, you'll be chayit for Bishol, because even though it started off as a Dabar Yavish, we go Basher Sof. Many poskim reject this Levush. The Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Mem, the Mishnah Brura brings this down, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chazan Ish, all bring down Basher Tchila Azlinan. If something in its current state is Yavish, even though it's going to turn into Lach, we deem it a Dabar Yavish, and Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. The Birke Yosef, Poski Sarad, the Birke Yosef, the Kaf HaChaim, the Yakut Yosef, all paskin this way, that we base it on the current state of the item, and we don't care about the fact that it'll become liquid during the cooking process. Ein bishol achar bishol. Therefore, a person, this is Yonah's case, would be allowed, this is what the Orcha Shabbos brings down, Os Chaf Gimel, would be allowed to take a chatichas basar, a piece of meat, which was already cooked, and even though while I reheat this steak, a lot of the juices are going to come out, and that those juices were originally started off as yavish, but now they're becoming liquid. We will still say ein bishol achar bishol, because baser tchila azinan. Since the steak started off as yavish, even though it oozed out liquid, we will say ein bishol achar bishol. Solubles, melach, and sugar, and now in today's day and age, all those are previously cooked. So when you put it into coffee, or you put it into a kli rishon, and you put it into anything, and it dissolves right away into liquid, based on this lumdus, it should really go basher tchila azlinan and ein bishol achar bishol by salt, the Magen Avraham says, b'zman hazeh, and shmir shabbos kilchasa, or by sugar. Those are all previously cooked, and it's yavish right now, even though it becomes dissolved. However, there are those who are machmir by solubles, not to put into a kli rishon, only into a kli sheni or an iri kli rishon, but not into a kli rishon. Mr. Brewer brings this down, Yaakov Yosef also brings down this chumra, that even by sugar and salt, even though we should go basher tchila, but by those specific foods, we're machmir because the lumdus they give, the reason they give, is because it's nimoach miyad. It's almost like as if they're saying that this idea of basher tchila azlinan is only kolzman, there's a certain cooking time that takes place with a yavish, and then it transitions into lach, like a pashtida. It starts off by yavish, and then it transitions and melts into lach. But by solubles, where you put into the tea or in the coffee and immediately it turns into lach, they're not so ready. They're not so ready to be makel into a kli rishon, only into a kli sheni or into an iri kli rishon. Or they say you can put it onto a davar gush. You put it onto a davar gush and it melts into the actual solid item. That would also be okay. But into a kli rishon, They're machmir. It sounds like a dirabanan, a chumra dirabanan. They didn't have exactly the reason why they were machmir on that. I just wanted to point that out. Lastly, this is the funnest one, and then we have to go. The third application is hot water urns. There are two massive problems with hot water urns. These types of hot water urns, where you have a hot water urn, spigot, cup, and very often, maybe nowadays, people more often buy the ones that are inside, but back then, or even some you can find nowadays, they used to have a display, like a stick, where it shows you how much mayim is left over in the urn. So what's the problem? There are two problems that the post can bring down. This is all found in the back of a ribiyat as well, all in the Chtav and Rishon Zalman Orbach. The first problem is that since this, the mayim that is contained in this measuring stick of how much is left is away from the heat source, there is a possibility that this mayim never reached Yatzalat Hazbo. That's number one. And number two, even if you want to taina that it did reach Yatzalat Hazbo, very often it'll cool down below Yatzalat Hazbo over time. So what's the problem? So say the poskim. If you open the spigot, the water in this display will immediately mix into the hot water, or even mix in over here. That will cause a bishul to this cold water. Or when you close the spigot, the mayim will now resettle and go back into this modade, and the hot water urn water that goes in here will be mevashel any remaining water that stayed in here that was below Yatzalat Hazbo. So this is a classic problem with the hot water urn. What do we do? So you could buy the hot water urns that have it built in. They sell a lot of those nowadays. It's usually, I'm sure many of you saw that. You can buy the ones that don't have a display bechlal. That's also, those are the old time. But what do you do if you have this type of hot water? Sometimes it happens. You're in a public place, and that's the only hot water that's available. In many places, you'll see they turned it off. Whatever it is, they shut it off. But what do you do? There are those who are machmer. The Minchas Yitzchak is machmer and says you cannot use these hot water urns at all. However, there are many mekel. Az Nidberu, Rishon Zalman Orbach, Mincha Shlomo, same person, Yichabedas, or Letzion. They're all mekel for the same basic sniffim lahakel. And then this will end.
What about opening from the top?
Here, this is the thing right here.
From the top of the urn, like, that would not take away your problem. Like the lid.
Well, then you'll have a cold water. You don't want to do that. Take off the lid.
Take the lid and scoop in a cup.
Scoop in a cup? No, but still, it'll take away from here. Because kol zman you take away from here, this becomes lower and it goes into here. And it mixes in. There are also probably other problems with that. Because when you take off a lid and put on a lid that's on the fire, there could be a type of hagasa also. This is liquid, so maybe not. Okay, but either way, it also have the same issue. So many poskim are made up for the following sniffim lahakta. Number one, it's darshin miskavim. You're not trying to cook the water that's in here. Darshin miskavim. It's a psik resha. It's a psik resha, it's a little ich baslay. I don't care if the display water in my display becomes cooked or not. It's a psik resha, it's a little ich baslay. So, lefi the arach, mutter lechatchila. Lefi tosos, isa darabaran. Shulchan arach. Is machmir, that's this is derabanan, but we're not in a deraisa world anymore. We just downgraded it to a derabanan. Number two, post can bring down, this is also considered a grama. This is a hasaras monea. You're removing, by opening the spigot, you are removing this, whatever is over here that's blocking it from moving. That's called a grama of this water going into here. So that's a grama. A grama is only a derabanan. What?
This one's already cooked.
Yeah, well, we're
not. Grama
visual? It's a grama. Huh, oh. Very good. Okay, very good. Grama, hold off on that. Grama. So a grama on a psik resha, which is only derabanan, what?
His question is that water in the spigot.
I said, either it never reached out to let us boat, or it did, but it cooled down. So either way, it's a grama on that water. Grama on that water on a psik resha. A grama on a psik resha is mutter. Furthermore, assuming it did reach Yatzal Hazbo and it only went down, we have Rishonim, the many of you said it, we have Rishonim to hold Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dar Alach, even if it's completely cold. So assuming it did heat up and it cooled down, you would have those, that's Nifl Hakel. And number four, the Shabbos Kitchen brings down that it's not so Vadai that this happens, that it doesn't reach Yatzalat Hazbo, that it's not Yatzalat Hazbo, it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. And in fact, he said, he did a scientific study or a scientific experiment, they put blue dye in the hot water urn, and immediately they saw blue dye over here. So he says, you see from that scientific experiment that really this all water is really combined, it's really all together, it's really Me'uruv. It's true, it's in two different locations, but they're enough Me'uruv that you see that even the temperature may be the same. So it's a suffix. It may not be, but it's a suffix. So Adar Shein Miskav Sikresha Deloich Baslai, Derabanan, plus a Grama Derabanan, plus Ein Bishach Abishal Afidos Rishonim, add number four a suffix, you can be Mekel. Last step. There are the Shabbos kitchen and the Orcha Shabbos do bring down. If you want to avoid the Shabbos entirely, all you have to do is before Shabbos, pour some water out of the spigot. Just one cup, or two cups, three cups, and that already caused all this water to be interchanged with the hot water, and you have no issue b'chol. So that's very easy.
Like right before Shabbat.
Before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, just empty out a cup of water, and then that will cause any water that's here to go already into here. You take off like a good two cups, three cups, or a Shabbos, and that causes it to change. No, so now you have already have you already have English Shachar Bishol now.
Quick question with Tzitzis. What's that phenomenon?
Thank you. That was a good point though. I wonder that reinforces that's my Nakuda, that frost. I'm wondering. Did I hear?